On some weekends, you can catch Nate Spurloin at a Madison bar singing lead vocals for his band, Infinite Helix.
The song is called Blacklisted for Love.
For every lover that you ever hated.
Here you go.
But most nights are a lot quieter, as he spends some free time online.
So this is our website on MySpace, and MySpace really is,
After a whole day of using the internet at work, where he provides website support for a healthcare company, Spurloin usually spends a couple hours online at home. Some nights he'll spend up to six. He'll update his band's website, track his stocks, check news websites, read up on computer hardware, and look for rebates and deals on everything from clothing to stereo equipment. He'll check his email, and he'll also post messages in discussion groups to be read by lots of people he's never met in person. In a way, he says it's better than performing for a live crowd.
For me, at least, you know, performing live and meeting people and just complete chaos of, you know, hey, how you doing, oh, it's great, oh, you suck, you know, whatever it may be, versus, you know, it's a nice quiet house, I'm in my bed, I'm in my underwear, laying there, and I can say whatever I want.
And he can say it how he wants. Spurloin says that in a regular conversation, he's forced to speak what he's thinking immediately. He likes the added time the internet affords him to think about what he really wants to say. Spurloin likes it enough that he's using the internet for school, too. He's taking two classes online from Madison Area Technical College. For him, it beats the alternative of driving to school after a hard day at work.
I swear I learn more doing it this way than I do going to the classroom, because I'm forced to be my own teacher a lot of the time, because I don't have a teacher, you know, telling me, okay, you need to do this, and I suggest you do it this way and stuff like that. It's like, figure it out, here you go.
Spurloin's wife, Becky Evans, says she's usually doing her own thing when Nate is busy on the internet. Sometimes that means reading a book. Tonight, she's shopping online on one of the computers Nate built.
I don't do anything like he does. I don't chat, I don't talk to anybody, I don't post myself on there. I did it once and scared the bejesus out of me, so I don't do anything like that.
But she says it doesn't bother her when Spurloin does. If he's busy and she needs him for something, she just asks. There's debate in the research community over whether people like Spurloin are the exception or the rule when it comes to using the internet. Many think using the net more often will become the norm as technology becomes more refined. Others caution that heavy internet use breeds social isolation. Irina Stepanikova is working on an ongoing Stanford study that suggests the more people use the internet, the more they're prone to feeling lonely.
What we are finding at this point is that there is something of a spiral for people who are using internet really heavily, in that they are, by the fact of using internet, feeling more lonely, and then their feeling of loneliness is propelling them to use more internet.
Other researchers have abandoned that thinking. Sarah Kiesler is a professor of human-computer interaction at Carnegie Mellon University. She was among those who studied a group of about 100 families in the mid-90s to see how internet use affected them. At the time, she says those who used the internet a lot were more prone to depression.
They didn't really have family and friends to email to. You know, they were mostly sending email either to the other people in the study or to strangers. And they were doing a lot of exploring, but the technology was much newer then.
Kiesler says it's a different story today. The internet's easier to use. There's more to do, and it's practically omnipresent. Carnegie Mellon's latest research suggests there's no longer any absolute link between internet use and social isolation. And Kiesler says there's no way to say how much internet usage might be too much.
It's sort of like saying, does too much conversation hurt people? And the answer is, no, we can't say that.
Kiesler says some people can use the internet all day, and it's time well spent. Some days, that's the way Nate Spurloin feels. He laughs at the idea that his life online has somehow made him disconnected.
I would not say I'm an internet junkie. I because of the fact, the only reason why I say I'm not an internet junkie is because I use it to do things other than just, you know, maybe I'm an internet junkie, I don't know.
Even if that's true, he's in no hurry to quit. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.